here at home. It was another violent weekend in this country. 55 shot in Chicago, 7 dead.
My love for my people serves as the fuel that motivates me and fortifies me on my mission. It is the people's unbroken love for themselves that motivates me even when faced with dehumanizing norms of a system that can lead to the loss of one's life over simply being black. History has proven that there has never been a period in the history of America where anti-blackness has not been an ever-present terror. Racialized oppression and dehumanization are woven into the very fabric of our nation, the effects of which can be seen in the lawful lynchings of black and brown people by the police and the mass incarceration of black and brown lives in the prison industrial complex. While America bills itself as the land of the free, the receipts show that the U.S. has incarcerated approximately 2.2 million people, the largest prison population in the history of humankind. As police officers continue to terrorize black and brown communities, abusing their power, and then hiding behind their blue wall of silence, the laws that allow them to kill us with virtual impunity, I have realized that our love, that sometimes manifests itself as black rage, is a beautiful form of defiance against a system that seeks to suppress our humanity, a system that wants us to hate ourselves. But I remind you, it is love that is at the root of our resistance. It is our love for 12-year-old Tamir Rice, who was gunned down by the police in less than 2 seconds, that will not allow us to bury our anger. It is our love for Philando Castile, who was executed in front of his partner and his daughter, that keeps us fighting back. It is our love for Stephon Clark, who was lynched in his grandma's backyard, that will not allow us to stop until we liberate our people. Our love is not an individualized love. It is a collective love. A collective love that is constantly combating forms of racialized hate. Chattel slavery, Jim Crow, new Jim Crow, massive plantations, mass incarceration, slave patrols, police patrols. We as a collective, since the colonization of the Americas, have been combating collective forms of systemic racialized hate and oppression. But I am hopeful. I'm inspired. This is why we have to protest. This is why we are so passionate. We protest because we love ourselves and we love our people. It was James Baldwin who said, "To be black in America and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all the time."
We're having conversations about how we're going to handle these anthem protests until Colin Kaepernick gets a job. You agree?
Listen, you have to speak to this. We're grown men. It's 2017. Let's go back to the original situation. Why Colin Kaepernick knelt is because we were seeing on TV or on social media black men being shot by the police officers in front of kids. I think, first of all, we need to do something with that. First of all, I think we need to grab, like what I'm trying to do, grab police officers and some African-American males, put them in the room together, don't talk about any issues, just let them talk to each other, just let them see a different perception of people. You got a young black kid looking on his social media, and you know how we fan the flames of what's going on, so now he sees it. Then you see this white cop, he's seeing on his social media, he sees it. By the time they intersect, it's all, nobody's really talking about that. I think if someone in the NFL, which I still think that's a lot to put on us, when you look at sports, we are still supposed to be having fun with sports. I think the cowards in this are our political leaders.
Is that what you want to see? You want to see me die? You know, because that could be the alternative. So either I spent $70,000 on private security over the last few months, and I'm here standing now and able to speak, able to help save 11 million people from being evicted, or I could possibly have a death attempt on my life. And we're also talking about the same exact people who say horrible things about me, who lie to get to build up their base. And then because they lie about me, I receive death threats. Now, they don't address the fact that I receive death threats after they go on air and say horrible things about me. But then they want to say, oh, but she needs private security. I have private security because my body is worth being on this planet right now. I have private security because they, the white supremacist, racist narrative that they drive into this country, the fact that they don't care that this black woman that has put her life on the line, they can't match my energy, first of all. This black woman who puts her life on the line, they don't care that I could be taken out of here. They actually probably are okay with that. But this is the thing. I won't let them get that off. You can't get that off. I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life. And I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen.
It should be on our political leaders. We should hold them to task and say, hey, man, y'all step up. Do the right things for our neighborhoods, for our people, and stop just collecting a check and burying your heads in the sand, because these guys are being more courageous than they are. And I gotta say, listen, man, as a black man in America, we don't have to stand for these things. But I think we need to get back to the original. And then with Colin Kaepernick, that's his comrade.
You're at home. It was another violent weekend in this country. 55 shot in Chicago, 7 dead. The police chief in Seattle pleading to get guns off the streets. ABC's Alex Brochet with our report, teaming up with our ABC stations across the country to investigate what's driving this rise in violence.
Colin Kaepernick took a knee. That brother was not trying to disrespect the flag. He was disturbed over the police killings of black and brown people outside of the law of justice. And he wanted to draw attention to it, because all of the evil that we have suffered, we suffered it under the Confederate flag, and we suffered it mostly under the so-called American flag. So Colin took a knee on September 1st, 2016, when the flag was presented and the national anthem was played. It has generated much controversy.